and I started writing my books to give me some release, some place to go, some place where my head could go, where I wasn't fighting every day, where I wasn't struggling, where I wasn't struggling for money, where I wasn't struggling mentally. This is something I could do just with me and my computer. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the podcast. Now, things are a bit different here. As you can see, I'm not in my London office. I haven't got my jazzy wallpaper. I've got this backdrop. Now, obviously, if you're listening on Apple and Spotify, it's great to have you here, but you can't see this. So do go along to Joe Wildsmith, Pod and Passive Income, if you want to see what I'm talking about. But the fact is, what I'm telling you, you don't need a fancy backdrop. You don't need the pool. You don't need the sun loungers. You just need to hear this, because I have been sharing with you lots of stories of my fellow business owners, colleagues, people who I've worked with, people who I haven't, and some people who are my clients. And I have been sharing those stories with you to inspire you, to show you what's possible. All of these people have their passions, have their things that they are so determined to share with the world and to make a huge impact and to make a living from doing it. Which, let's face it, is what I'm all about, what this channel is all about. So today I want to tell you where my business is going, because we've discussed a lot about other people, about the way their businesses have evolved and why they started them in the first place. Now, why I started my business in the first place is a long and quite sordid story that I will share with you on another occasion. Otherwise, this is never going to end. In fact, it's something I like to talk about to people face to face. So maybe one day, if you're in the room with me, I will tell you, because it's quite interesting. Now, I do have lots of notes, because there's a lot I want to share with you today. Not just about where my business is going, but who I help and why. Oh, now don't switch off. Please don't switch off, because there are some very, very interesting things happening in the world of print on demand, in the whole world of passive income, in the whole world of entrepreneurship and having a business. So let's begin. So this is for you if you're one of my clients, either past or present or future. Right? Now, how are you going to even know if that's the thing? How are you going to even know if what I'm talking about is something that is suitable for you? Well, you're not, are you? You're not. And it might be that just listening to this is enough without even going to my website, without even learning more about what it is I do or learning from me. Because let's face it, YouTube, podcasts, they are a great way to grow your knowledge. I am absolutely passionate about making sure that what I do for people as a done-for-you service, what I offer to people, is something that they can get the information and learn for themselves too. That sounds counterintuitive. It is not, I promise you. Because I know that we don't all have loads of time. We don't have time to learn how to do these things. And that is when you come to an expert, come to somebody who's been doing it a while. So, what have I been doing a while that I am calling myself an expert in, which feels a bit weird? One thing is print on demand, but there's a very specific area of print on demand that I have shied away from stepping into my zone of genius with, and that is self-publishing, hybrid publishing, independent publishing, whatever you want to call it, which to most people is chucking a book on Amazon KDP. There is so much more to it than chucking a book on Amazon KDP, I promise you. But that is what most people see. And most people don't even realise that this is even print on demand. Yes, it's print on demand because you're uploading, or we're doing it for you, your book onto Amazon, onto the global Amazon marketplace. And then when someone buys it, and not until then, that book is printed and shipped out. There are not warehouses all around the world holding your book. I'm sorry if that's a spoiler alert, but there aren't. It's waiting for people to order it. And this is the essence of print on demand. And if you can do it with books, you can do it with merchandise, such as clothing, such as glassware, such as mugs, such as homeware, such as all kinds of things. Amazing. And this is the very essence of what I do. So I'm not going to be abandoning print on demand or talking to you about print on demand or telling you about print on demand, but we are going wider. We are going to the whole entrepreneurial spirit. And then at the same time, I'm also narrowing things down because I've been talking for a long time now. You can check out my back catalogue on Joe Wildsmith Pod and Passive Income. It's all there on YouTube for you to see, Redbubble, all of this other stuff. Why print on demand, how it works, all of that. I'm going to be focusing on books because this is what I know best. This is what I've been doing for the longest. And this is where I see people shine. But they're not shining enough, right? They are putting their book out there, which is great, brilliant, amazing. It's with the work I do, I'm helping them, I'm formatting it for them, I'm uploading it onto Amazon KDP, and I am making sure they're in the right categories with the right keywords for that book. It's not just all about getting Amazon number one bestseller status in those categories. However, that is important to them. They want to be able to go on stage or wherever they're working or go online and say, I am an Amazon number one bestseller in whichever category. My paperback went to Amazon number ones, or even in the whole of Amazon. My Kindle did, my ebook. People want to be able to do that, and that is very important to them. They want that orange band, that bestseller status. However, it's not just about that. And this is the core of my new services that I'm going to be offering. Probably by the time you watch or hear this, they won't be new anymore. But I want authors, I want people who've written books, whether it's a collaboration book, whether it's one that you've purely put a chapter in of somebody else's book, whether it's your whole book, whether it's a box set, whether it's a whole series of books. There's more to it than just sticking it on Amazon, getting your bestseller status and clearing off. Your book can do so much more. How much blood, sweat and tears have you put into writing that book or your chapter? How much have you put into it? You put your heart and soul into it. There is more to it than one day launch. Now, Amazon don't even like the one day launch. They want you to sustain your book sales. They want your book sales to go on for 30 days, preferably, or longer. So Amazon don't like it. The authors don't really like it, or maybe that's all they were writing their book for. But I don't think we should be that shallow. I think we should go in deeper. I think we should stretch it, make it work, really rinse it, really get the most out of this book, get the most out of all that expertise you've poured into that book, all that love and all that care. So that's the very essence of the services I'm going to be doing under Joe Wildsmith Publishing. Oh my goodness. It feels weird calling it that. And I know I changed my YouTube channel and my podcast name to my name not that long ago. That was the first step of stepping into my zone. And it's been scary. I've been hiding behind a brand name, Branded and Covered, for a long time. Now, I'm like stepping up and saying, this is me and this is what I do. And that is quite scary. So do support me. Please do support me in that, because that's kind of like opening up and bearing all. And it's something that I never thought I'd do. I thought I'd always sort of be a little bit anonymous in the background. Can't do that anymore. That's the old-fashioned way of working, when we used to work in shoe factories that had a big boss at the top, and we stayed in our shoe factory for 40 years or whatever, and then we retired and then we got our carriage clock. That's not how things are anymore. Things have moved on, haven't they? And now there are so many opportunities to have your own business, and I'm going to talk about that in depth a little further later on when I talk about Pod 123 and what we're doing there. Because the fact is, with Pod 123, you can open, create, open and run a business for £29 and time. Yes, it needs your time. What? Or £49 if you actually want live workshop instruction with us to help you get into it. What? I know. Anyway, I don't want this to sound like an advert. I just want to carry on telling you about the exciting stuff I do with first of all, the book services. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about how beyond KDP you can get. And don't get me wrong, I love KDP. I've been doing it for over 15 years, probably nearer 20 actually. I still unbelievably earn royalties from those very first stories that I wrote all those years ago. There's still Amazon paying me royalties from all these different territories all around the world. What? So I'm not going to diss the KDP. However, I think we can do a better job. I have been working with a company where we can do hardbacks. You can do gold embossing. You can do all these specialist editions. What about having your KDP presence, having your cake and eat it, having your KDP presence so that you can get your Amazon bestseller status and you've got all of that, but then having a luxury edition, having a beautiful coffee table book, a high-end quality version that you're going to charge a lot of money for. You're going to charge more like £50 rather than £9.99, for example. Or what about being able to do a whole box set in a beautiful sliding box? And what about an audiobook? Because let's face it, I have a fiancé, and my fiancé will not read a book. He will listen to a book. He digests his book through his headphones constantly when I'm trying to talk to him mostly. Then, if he really loves that book, he will go and buy the beautiful hardback version of it to put it on our bookshelf. That book has never been thumbed, it's never been read, because he's listened to it, but he wants that memento of that pleasurable experience he had. Takes all sorts, right? But the point is, if you're not doing an audiobook version of your book, you are missing out. You are missing a large amount of consumers. So why not get your book out there as an audiobook? And you can bypass the hardback bit. You could go straight from, I've got a paperback on Kindle, I've got a paperback out on KDP, I've got an ebook on KDP, and yeah, KDP do hardcovers, but really, we can do better. We can just do better. Can you tell? I'm quite passionate about this. It matters. It matters that the book that ends up in your customers' hands is quality. It's something they're pleased to own, something they're happy with. I ordered a book from KDP recently, and when I took it out of the packaging, the pages fell out. Once again, I am not dissing KDP. KDP as a concept is amazing. And please don't think I'm anti it. I will be a stick of rock with KDP running through me, because I'm still offering those KDP services. I'm still uploading, still formatting. I just want more for you. If you've written a book, I want more for you. So anyway, so we've got the other editions, other formats, other ways to sell your book, to manifest your book, to turn your book into reality and not just something here or a Word document. We've got those. We've got the audiobooks. Let's go further than that. What about how you launch it? What about going beyond just a one-day launch? What about going for a long-term launch that is going to get you book sales, but it's going to get you that recognition? That's the whole reason you wrote the darn book in the first place. What about those sales from places that you don't know? So it's very easy, for example, with a collaboration book, it's very easy to get the sales in, because if you've got 20 authors, 15 authors, a dozen authors, all those people are going to sell a copy of it to their mum, their dad, their dog, their auntie's dog. So you're going to get sales, but you won't have that long-term success, because once all of those friends and relatives and pets have bought your book, if they can, once they've done that, where does it go from there? Does it sink without a trace? You can do better. You can do more. Now, you might notice I've shifted slightly. That's because my phone overheated. And my phone overheated because I'm in southern Spain and we've got a 40-degree heat wave at the moment. There's fires and all sorts. It's horrendous. However, I'm not complaining. That is why Brits come to Spain, after all. So I'm not complaining. But let's get back to it. So, yes, we don't want that spike. We want longevity. We want our book to be out there sharing what we're talking about with people. We want to share our authority. We want to share our stories. Because let's face it, books aren't just about business. They're not just about being visible in your business. It might be a fiction book. It might be telling that tale that you always wanted to tell. You knew you always had in you. And then what if you want to write more books and get more books out there? You want to grow, you want to build your repertoire, you want to build your audience. So there's always more to it. So to bring you up to date, I've been writing books for over 15 years, getting on for 20 years. They are still selling, but I only recently stepped into this role of doing it for other people. And that is because a good friend of mine, Louisa Herridge, a storytelling and success coach, nagged me into it, basically. She said, you know how to do this, please get doing it. And so I did. So I have a lot to thank Louisa for. It's been really successful. We worked together as the publishing pod, along with a graphic designer called Simon Clements. And the books that we've done have been great. They have been brilliant. They have all reached number one in several of their categories, some of them in all of them, on Amazon, which is what they, you know, what we were like, yeah, we can do that, that's great. We're not going to guarantee it ever, but it just so happens that we've managed to do that because I do my category research, I do my keyword research. But it is important that those categories are not just plumbing for llamas or something random like that. There isn't that category, but you know what I mean. They have to be relevant to what the book is about. And that's the rub, isn't it? That's finding that balance. And that takes quite a bit of skill and quite a bit of experience. However, we've managed it. Great. But my services are doing these other things. So we've talked about audiobooks. We've talked about having a beautiful VIP version or different formats of your book. What about beyond that? What about applying for book awards? What about reader seeding, getting your book in the hands of people who are influential, people who will talk about it, people who will be interested in it, people who will share your book? There are all these other things too. And launch merch. Hang on. Let's bring it all together. I do print on demand. I teach people print on demand. I show people how to have print on demand products. Or at least that's what I've been doing up to now. Why not bring that together? Why not, when somebody does their book launch, they have merchandise, they have, yeah, a roller banner in the background, I can do all that for them. But what about things like having gifts to give to people, having goodie bags to give to people that are book related? You're at a launch party for a book. You don't want a little tiny bit of rose quartz, that's not gonna help you. What about stuff that promotes the book? What about stuff that actually gets you excited, energized, wanting to have, wanting to look at, wanting to use, wanting to think, somebody's given me something of value here. They must really care. It must really matter. So let's go and check out what they do. See how it can all expand, all be so much bigger. So let's dive into talking about merch. Now, JWP, Jo Wild Smith Publishing, is going to be about people who've written their book. They want to invest the money into, and yeah, it does cost money. It's a service. It's a done-for-you service. It's not free. They want to invest in getting their book out there. But what about people who, they might be in a situation, they might be a charity, they might be a sports club, they might be a local organisation, they might not have loads of income and they might not be wanting to even write a book, but they want to bring in further income. They want to have a business. They might be a job seeker. They might have been unemployed for a long time. They don't have the money to invest in promoting something. So where do we go from there? How can these people grow with the magic of print on demand? What we have for them is Pod 123. And Pod 123 isn't a closed shop. It's not just for people who don't necessarily want to spend a lot of money in creating a business, because as I say, you can do it from just £29. It's not just that, it's also for people who are business owners that do want to promote their business, they want to make their business more visible, they want brand awareness. So yeah, you can do that as well. But the magic for me of print on demand, of Pod123 specifically, is that people can have, they can create a print-on-demand store that's run that in a way that whenever an order is received, just like with printing a book, with print-on-demand, with KDP and these other print-on-demand suppliers, there's no financial outlay to actually get that product there. So somebody buys the merch, somebody buys a t-shirt from your store, from your online store, and it gets printed by the fulfillment center and shipped out. You haven't bought stock. You haven't had to buy any expensive printing machinery. And believe me, I know, because I have got through a lot of heat presses in my time. And I've had a lot of blank stock that I've ended up chucking away, giving away. Obviously someone can use it, but I gave it all away because I'd bought it, wasn't going to use it. What a waste of money and a waste of space, store it all. Don't need to do that because I can do it all through print on demand. So with Pod123, we show people how to set up a website. We teach them, we give everything they need. We give them the backup of an academy, a group where they can go to ask for help. They can go to get further training and things like that. But we keep this low. We keep this extremely low price. This is £29 for a video version of it. If you go for the live workshop, you not only do you get a whole day of us teaching you how to do it, and it's me and a lady called Marie Walker, who happens to own a print company. Gone dark again, so I think we're overheating again, so I won't keep you too much longer. Obviously, if you're just listening, that won't mean anything to you, but if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see my phone's obviously overheating. Even though we've got a slight breeze now. Anyway. With Pod123, you pay for the course, you pay for the workshop, but you don't pay for anything else after that. You have access to the training, tells you how to do it, which means you've already paid for that once. So you don't have to pay for that again if you want to open another store. So there's nothing to stop you opening more stores. This is why it's so perfect for people who haven't necessarily got a lot of income to get their business set up, but they have got a bit of time. Perfect. It's also why it's so good for charities. It's so good for organisations, because it means, yep, put somebody on it, let them get them to set up the store, and then it can just run, because nobody is going to be sitting there printing those t-shirts. Nobody is going to be sitting there printing those mugs. When an order comes in, it's done by somebody else. Meanwhile, you're making an income from it. I'm passionate about it. It's something that I will not be giving up, because I want to be able to help people. I want to be able to help people with their books, and that is the JWP, the Joe Wildsmith Publishing side. But I want to be able to help people who might be in tricky situations. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when I started doing KDP, I was in a mess. I was in a hell of a mess. My marriage had ended badly. I was going through a horrible divorce, and I started writing my books to give me some release, some place to go, some place where my head could go, where I wasn't fighting every day, where I wasn't struggling for money, where I wasn't struggling mentally. This is something I could do just with me and my computer. And with print on demand, in all ways, whether it's books, whether it's writing a book and publishing and getting it out there, or whether it's having your own merchandise line, there is absolutely no reason not to get started. So I'm going to leave you with that, because I really think this is going to die now, this phone. This is about the right length for a podcast episode. I could talk to you forever about this, but I will be back. In the meantime, I'm going to introduce you to some more of my business friends, and I hope you enjoy learning from them, being inspired by them, and maybe, just maybe, you could get your business up and running too. Or even write a book about it. You know where I am. You can find me always at hello@joewildsmith.com. But in the meantime, please do, if you're a podcast listener, please do download this, share it, tell people about it. I would love more people to find out what I do and how I can help. And about all these other people, obviously. But if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Thank you so much for watching, and I will leave you to it. Enjoy the next few interviews.